The Kokolitsa Cultural Education Center marked its 50th anniversary on Friday. A couple hundred people gathered at the Kuokyulitha, Kokolitsa, Longhouse and Grounds in Chilliwack on July 12, where they celebrated and honored the history and impact of the center. The day showcased weaving, historical photos and videos, indigenous stick game slahol, archives, family history, activities, language and more. Brenda Point, president of the center's board, touched on some of their goals. "We want to continue to create space for elders to share knowledge in whatever format that might look. We want to continue to create opportunities for youth to learn at this site and also in the community," Point said. They also want to develop more school curriculum that would include the history of Kokolitsa, so that everyone in our community will know this hidden history. The site on Vedder Road was once home to Kokolitsa Residential School from 1886 to 1940. From 1886 to 1894 it was called Kokolitsa Home, and Kokolitsa Indian Hospital from 1941 to 1969. Point said some of the education center's other goals are to continue to preserve artifacts, focus on language, work with cedar, and teach Salish weaving. She also spoke about the Stow Low gift shop, calling it a unique store with homemade crafts by local artists. Point made her speech inside the longhouse that day, which was built in 1982-1983 as an educational building. "That was the purpose, to be able to hold functions so that we can bring community here. Whether it's our own community or whether it's the non-Indigenous community, it's about building understanding and building relationships. And that's what it continues to do, and that's the Kokolitsa initiative."